Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Samuel Adams Returns, Those Anti-Federalist. Okay, yeah, they got it right, and this is Tom Navolis, your host. And when I say that about the anti-federalists getting it right, they got it right, it is totally in the predictive mode of getting it right. They had so many eyeballs on what the Constitution could become, how it could become perverted, the written document itself, not so much, but the implementation of the Constitution. And even when you start looking at it, state constitutions could become perverted by virtue of us humans being what so many and so many pastors from their pulpits don't want to say is we're just flat out sinful. Now, it was really interesting to me from our class the other night that I'm facilitating from the Institute on the Constitution, where we were going through all of those different things that I, in a similar way, go through in my book, From Covenant to the Present Constitution, the misinterpretation, the miscarriage, the philosophical shifts in how we execute that charter, that covenant that was made during our founding era. And in that, what we have is the manipulation of the law to the extent now that we have a lot of issues with mental health. Now we have tyrants that are locking up fundamentally innocent people and abusing them in federal jails because of what happened on January 6th. And we have a commission by tyrants, despotic, evil people that have been elected to government. And I've said over and over, the Kozak plan is being implemented. And it is the tyrannical, despotic, power, whores, mongers, evil is taking and making a good, you know, more than a foot forward. They've leapt right on your throat. So if you think the Ferguson thing, come on, whatever that was, fine. But what we have are tyrants in every state legislatures, as well as at the federal level in particular, the bureaucrats, and especially the judiciary, more than anything else. So with that opening, aren't we excited? I mean, it's like, okay, Tom, where are you going to go from there? Well, what I'm going to do today is just kind of take you through a run of a number of areas and items that I think are, you know, you just need to take and pay attention to. You need to look at, and I know that, you know, hopefully those that listen to the podcast will go to the website above my shoulder if you're watching on the video. And remember, we are on Rumble, so all the programs are now going on Rumble as well as YouTube, but, you know, look at them there on Rumble, is SamuelAdamsReturns.net. And that is where you can get the podcast as well as you can watch my smiling face if you want. But more importantly is what I'd like you to do. Look at the references. What I blabber becomes, you know, another talking head type thing, if you want to put it in that perspective. But I think that the content is something here that you are not getting anywhere else in the way that I sum it up. Again, we're looking at the mirrors in history. The mirrors in history are that during the 1700s, in particular, that period of time from 1765 to 1774, maybe 1772, we had tyrants. We had tyrants, not as much as if you would think of as the king being the tyrant. He became a tyrant because he refused to honor his oath. And we have tyrants in here in Ohio. We have a Secretary of State who is giving into and acting as a tyrant and belittling people who are requiring of him to stand and hold values to his oath of office and look very hard at Ohio elections. He promised us integrity in elections. He promised that he would do everything to make sure that there are fair elections in Ohio. But when it comes to those that question him and ask that he would do exactly that, audit those areas that had numbers that look a little off, they might be more than a little. How about taking and participating in the larger audits that have been going on? There was no Ohio delegation that went to Arizona to see what was happening there. There's no Ohio delegation that is going to go to the data presentation and symposium being put on by Mike Lindell. Oh, I know. Some people think that Mike and all of those that are talking about this data and the piercing of all of the machines and this, that, and the other thing are tinfoil hatters. I'm sorry, they're not. In fact, you know what? I withdraw that apology of I'm sorry, because that was a cynical I'm sorry. Well, maybe I'll leave it there. The cynical I'm sorry, but you, Mr. Secretary of State in Ohio, you should be going and listening and paying attention to what's going on. Maybe Ohio, you think, is pretty okay, but maybe it's not. And if Ohio is a swing state, as some people claim it is, my goodness, wouldn't you want to make sure that we had clean and fair elections? And wouldn't you want to make sure that the equipment that is brought here to count the votes has zero access via the internet, especially during the time frame of the elections? I don't know. That's just one of the many issues that we can take and really spend a lot of time looking at, but I don't know. That's not where I really wanted to go. So I won't say I don't know, because I do know. Remember, it's my show. And when I started looking at, what is it that we needed to take and really pay attention to, I delved back into all of these insanities of everything going crazy again in the news about COVID nonsense. Look, I'm going to be clear on this. We are going to take and get into some issues that I think are even more relevant, in that the American dream is being stolen from the next generation unless people open their eyes and stand on truth and principle. Yeah, that's right. You'll never be able to, our kids will never be able to own their own property. Our grandchildren will never be able to own their own housing. And in addition to that, you know what? Your food is going to be absolutely controlled by Bill Gates and the Chi-Coms and all these investment groups. And, will you even be allowed to grow your own food in your backyard? Because when they own everything, where will you get your seeds from? Anyway, I thought that we would take and kind of make a little introduction here of a very interesting article from The Federalist that is relevant to all of the masking insanity and what is insanity. We'll cover a little bit more of this in the second segment, because as I was diving into what my background is in behavioral science, is a degree that I do have and clearly understand it, is this here: wokeness means forcing everyone to live inside the prison of mental illness. Now, this article, I'll tell you, I think it was exceptionally well written by Joy Pullman. It was released on July 23rd. It takes and really drives the whole aspect of everything that's going on to living inside this insanity. And this goes, I don't care who you are, I think this is with when you're in the churches that go into this wokeness, the churches that fall into all the nonsense of critical race theory, of all that there is on the, just call it what it is, the insanities, is that, you know, it takes, and you are part of, and you are helping to sustain the political left. When you take and you allow them to get the upper hand, or you go, oh, you know, we just need to give a little bit on this so that we can understand it. Well, you know something? There is an understanding. And this goes back to the very beginning of when I was going for my behavioral science degree and had to attend a workshop where immorality was being introduced at a panel level and being introduced as, this is just acceptable and normal in life. Well, it wasn't acceptable to me. It wasn't acceptable to several of us that attended. Kath and I went to that, and we looked at one another and said, they're just promoting evil. And we have seen that every time the conservatives, the Republicans, the churches take and accept any of these untruths, any of this sin, then it goes back to what I talked about last week, is that where are the sheepdogs? And that with that, you fall into the insanity because you take and allow it. So just a real quick paragraph here is that, you don't know until you read this, but this one gal says, one senses in such encounters the uncanny eeriness of having somehow entered the internally closed loop, a spiral from which there is no escape, and the assumptions underneath it are absolutely not up for question. The assumptions are many. They are often vague and undefined, and they are unquestionable. Try, and you risk being viciously attacked when you ask questions. We're going to get into this a whole lot more, but this goes to the point that what we will also look at is the judicial shift in philosophy, and that'll be probably the latter part of the second segment and into the third, is that with all the various philosophical shifts that have occurred over the last 100+ years, the truth of the gospel is not prevalent in our society nor in how we govern. Now, Sam Adams always argued that, you know, we needed to understand those truths, those foundational Reformation truths, so that we would have good governance. And again, I only refer you to Cousin John Adams and even Madison, who said that the Constitution was only for a moral and religious people. Well, simple answer is the Constitution right now is irrelevant, because we don't have a moral or virtuous people, especially those in government. So come on back for the next segment as we go through this more. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this second segment of Samuel Adams Returns. Those anti-federalists, they did. They got it right. And again, the manner in which they did get it correct was in their predictive ideas, in their arguments as to what would happen to the courts if we did not have those moral and virtuous people. Well, the sense of humanity, even before all the perverse philosophies came into play, which there were already many of them there, that we'll kind of touch bases on maybe, but I would highly encourage you to take and look at the reference below here and sign up for a constitutional course through the Institute on the Constitution. If you're in Ohio, we'll be having another one of those in September that I will be facilitating. But other than that, go to the link that I'm showing you and we'll have for you in, and it's there. Go to SamuelAdamsReturns.net and you'll find the link to go to that course and find the material that I highly recommend that you get. And, well, you know, one of our primary steps that I take here is, you know what? Liberty Works Radio Network is your network. So just flat out, find that donate button and participate. I know that many of you do, and I thank you so much for that. But you know what? I got to ask. If I don't ask, you know, people forget. So let's get back here to this article on the wokeness means forcing everyone to live inside a prison of, I call it insanity. So we left off in the last segment that if you question all the various assumptions that are out there in regards to the things like masking, so on, you know, vaccines, all of that, if you question the wokeness that is happening, even in your church, you get attacked, and often viciously. I mean, was it Paul Gossett and several other congressmen went to the Department of Justice to go ask about what's going on with those being held there in federal lockdown, solitary confinement, and they weren't allowed into Department of Justice, and then they were attacked by, you know, the usurping despots, the evil that's outside. That's rampant. Can you imagine? You know, I mean, this is the thing. I saw it coming for 50 years, is that citizens would turn against others. And it was because, you know, through our universities and all of that, they become the enemy of truth. So it comes down to, what do you want for truth? Are you going to find truth or not? Will you hold to truth or not? And what's happened to this country is that they don't follow truth anymore. And I'm going to talk about a couple sermons and preachers and that at the end of the third segment that I think would be a benefit to help encourage you, as this program today may not be all that encouraging because of all the everything I'm going to lay on you. Okay. So this on the insanity, as I call it, comes on and continues. There are also the demands that not just the unstable individual, but those he encounters be forced to conform to his reality instead of actual reality. Many kind and decent people go along with the initial demands because they seem relatively trifling and, at a surface level, to possibly ease another's suffering. Here. Wear a mask. Overlook that tent pitch next to the playground. Put an unaccompanied minor into the U.S. foster care system. Once the first concession is won, however, the demands inevitably grow. Stay home from 2 weeks to 2 years to forever. Give addicts clean needles. De facto amnesty for millions. No more livelihoods for those invested in small businesses. You're a mass murdering racist if you don't comply. These are what you hear out there. This is what's going on. This is well written in this article, and I highly encourage you to go read it. And there's another look on, you know, all this. Once mental illness is normalized, it increases. Just look at how buying into the false promises of lockdowns now has people in blue enclaves still wearing masks even when vaccinated. And the whole vaccine thing is something here I've got tons of information on. I don't know that I'm really even going to go down that path because, quite frankly, the establishment and all of the political loosey-gooseys in every state for so many are saying, you know what? We don't give a rat's toenail about your rights. We don't give a rat's toenail about the truth that the Chi-Com flu is 99% defeated and that herd immunity works. All of the other methods that are out there work. Masks are bad for you. And this so-called vaccine is not a vaccine. It's an experiment. And everyone that gets it is a guinea pig. I'm sorry. Go look for the truth yourself. I know, Tom, you're preaching to the choir for those here at Liberty Works Network and our friends at Soaring Eagle and whomever else may be listening to the podcast because it tickles your ears. I don't want to get into the emotionalism that we so often get from all of the pundits out there, all of these really big hit shows that I see. What I really would like is that you seek the truth. I would really like, instead of even you cut off right now and stop listening to me, go to SamuelAdamsReturns.net and spend the next 30 minutes looking at the resources. Because there's the real value proposition that if you want to know truth, sometimes you have to dig in and do the hard work yourself because everybody else doing the hard work for you necessarily doesn't mean that you're going to get it anyway. So if you want truth, seek it, find it, hunt for it, work for it, grab onto it, and then fight for it. The hard part on that is that right now with all the vaccine mandates, we can go to, you know, this billionaire idiot, Mooch mandates vaccines. So here you have this Anthony Scaramucci, who I call him just a mutthead billionaire, so big deal he can make millions or billions of dollars. What does that mean if he doesn't stand up for people's personal liberties and truths? But instead, he's telling his employers, here, make a decision. Get vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, leave. That should be the message, and people will start getting vaccinated. So we're a private company. If somebody wants to fight me over the vaccine mandate, that's fine. Let's take it to court. Remember, he's got all the money. He's got a lot of money. Take it to court. And right now, the courts are so perverted that he and many others and businesses will win. And the government is so perverted and corrupt that they're going along with it. So here's a lot of other areas in that regard that I looked at that is just the perversions that are going on is that here's European-style vaccine passports may, quote, be a path forward, end quote, in the U.S., says the CDC director. Then you go on to looking at that, and when I was looking at the first Fourth Amendment, and what does that mean to affect our body and our rights and everything like that, enforcing the Fourth Amendment on the exclusionary rule. And I'll tell you, it's minimal on what it means to have your rights of your person, your own person. But then what they're arguing, and here is from Constitution Daily, and they're saying here, on this day, the Supreme Court rules on vaccines and public health. And this was February 2021. On February 20th, 1905, the Supreme Court, by a 7-2 majority, said in Jacobson versus Massachusetts that the city of Cambridge, Massachusetts, could fine residents who refused to receive a smallpox vaccination. And it was because there was an actual epidemic in 1901 through that area, and a pastor and his sons refused to take the smallpox vaccine and were fighting it, took it to the state Supreme Court, lost, took it to the U.S. Supreme Court, and lost. So that's what they're using as precedent. But remember, this whole thing with the, and, you know, I again, President Trump, I think, got bad advice. And I really wish if Trump did anything, he would just come out and say, you know what? Those people totally misled me. The Chi-Com flu is not the pandemic that everybody thought it would be. And unfortunately, because he put it into motion as a national emergency, we've got a problem there, folks. You know, we have a problem. And that problem is that the full force of government is going to use all this precedent and everything else in its power to force everybody from a legal standard position. And we know that that legal standard is perverted. It's perverted. I think that if you took the course and had me facilitate the courses that I'm doing here, and you go to the course and you pay attention to lessons 10 and 11, you will hear how the philosophical insanity of the courts are so perverted that this is no longer a nation of rights, the laws of nature, and nature's God. What can I tell you? We're going to come back in the next segment and talk about Ohio in particular, because I found a site here on hushblackwell.com that is talking about all of the 50 state updates on pending legislation pertaining to employer-mandated vaccinations. This site, if you're watching the video, is there at the bottom of this moment right now here as we're ending this segment, as well as it is in the archives at samueladamsreturns.net for today's program. This is accessible to you and has it for all 50 states. We'll come back and talk about Ohio and that. But one thing I want you to know is that the small business group that I pay attention to, the SBE Council, did a survey. SBE Council is Small Business and Entrepreneurial Council around healthcare. The survey is on small businesses overwhelmingly support a shift in federal healthcare policy to improve access and coverage options for employees. This whole Obamacare thing and everything that's happening right now under COVID has destroyed small businesses. But again, even with the small businesses, it's destroyed more the healthcare opportunities. So We're in a pickle. We're in a real pickle. And again, you can go to SamuelAdamsReturns.net and find this article with the survey. And it becomes incumbent upon us to know that we need to act and elect proper people to office. You need to vet those people. And I'm going to open the third segment with what that means to vet them. So come on back, because Sam Adams was always looking for the right candidate to get into office and do the right thing according to the laws of nature and nature's God. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to this third segment of Samuel Adams Returns. Those anti-federalists, they did. They got it absolutely correct. And I want to welcome back all of you there at my Screaming Eagle friends down in Lima, Ohio. We're just going to get rolling, folks. We got, you know, so much to cover here. I would encourage you to please go to the SamuelAdamsReturns.net and, you know what, go and listen to that middle segment, because it's packed full of information as well. Let me continue on here with where I was before I diverged to the next point, is that the survey from the Small Business and Entrepreneurial Council, SBE, SBEcouncil.org, where 72% agree that employers and employees, not government, should decide the type of health plans offered to workers. Great survey, great information. And, you know, I've been barking pretty hard about our state bills of rights. And in the state of Ohio, the Article 1 in that Bill of Right also talks about the rights of conscience, education, the necessity of religion and knowledge. It talks about a number of rights that we have. It gets into some real details. Even talks about the quartering of troops, search warrants and general warrants, no imprisonment for debt. Goes on to talk about even the hereditary privileges, redress, damages for wrongful death, which I think that the governor has caused a lot of wrongful death with the lockdowns that he did. And where I started the program, quite frankly, in the mental illness that has been caused because of the wokeness, because of this whole thing that's being pushed with masking. I'll tell you what, parents that mask their children, because the data is out there. You go find the truth and you will find that the data is out there. Kids are not affected by COVID. More kids, especially teenagers, 17 to 25, are affected by the vaccine because their hearts can explode. And there's data that's out there. You go find it. Look it up about the heart disease being caused in the young people, especially males in particular, because of the vaccine. Here's another article from the Happy Despite Them. And this individual talks about mental illness on a grand scale. And it's all relevant to what's going on with wearing masks all the time, indoors and outs. Has a clinical name. I love this one. Illness Anxiety Disorder, commonly known as hypochondria. Hypochondria. Voluntary, that is. Involuntary, one is just a victim of what Bishop Schneider aptly called sanitary dictatorship. Like if you're a worker at Lowe's or a child. Yeah, this is in the notes for this program. Go to SamuelAdamsReturns.net. This article is here. A response that this person made, and you know, some delusional doctor came back and he's going, referring to wearing a mask. This doctor goes, just like I used to do in my job as a surgeon. Well, wait a minute. That's a delusional statement as your job as a surgeon. So the question is, my wife has had a lot of surgeries. I have not. Before all the mask mandate crap, I don't remember a surgeon wearing a mask out to his car. In fact, I knew the doctors and surgeons quite well who took care of my wife. And none of them wore their masks when they talked to us prior to the surgery, even before, while she was laying on a gurney before they rolled her in. They'd come out and talk to you, and they were barefaced. So in this article, it goes, you know, this doctor's delusional. That's a delusional statement in that a lot of people have had surgeries. The surgeon didn't wear a mask when he talked to us in his office or walked to his car or when he came out to the bedside on his rounds in a company with eight or so other doctors, if they were interns and residents, which both places that my wife has had major surgeries were at teaching universities. Perhaps he wore it in the OR, but if he did, it wasn't your bandana or your gaiter. It wasn't even your N95 that keeps you in your car console. So just drop that. It's taking and turning people into hypochondriacs, falling victims to this whole thing. And kids in particular, you're driving kids nuts when you do this. So in Ohio, we're talking about the preservation of freedom to choose health care and health care coverage. Well, when I want to choose my health care, that doesn't mean that I want to go get the jab. You know, these are rights that we need to look at. But then again, I just told you in the last segment, you have no rights because of the precedent and the perversion that has occurred in relationship to all that has been going on all the way back to what? 1905 in a Supreme Court decision back then. See, the goal of a vaccination campaign is to have as many people as possible vaccinated. The exemptions that are spoken about would keep a number of people from becoming vaccinated. This was an issue with the measles in even recent years. There were too many exemptions, and that's what caused outbreaks. Is that something we might bring up again with the whole COVID-19 thing? Interesting article again. This was, COVID vaccine being mandatory in the U.S. and who decides. That's in your archives as well. Oh, my. We're just having too much fun as we cram through these last, 8 minutes? 7.5 minutes. So when I went back over to look at trying to find out, then there's a number of different lawsuits. I know, what's going on down there in Louisiana. And actually, a friend of mine just filed a similar lawsuit here in Ohio to that in Louisiana, stating that the CDC is lying, being deceptive as to the number of people who have died and are dying from the vaccine. And again, it's not a vaccine. It's an experimental drug being implemented with a fake name of a vaccine. But when I talk about the law transformation and that was a 1905 decision by the Supreme Court, let's take it back here in this article by Herbert W. Titus. Again, in the references at samueladamsreturns.net from the lonang.com, one of my favorite sites. And in the introduction, on this transformation of American law, here's a quote. "The life of the law," wrote Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. in 1881, "has not been logic. It has been experience." So with that simple sentence, Holmes began a legal revolution in America that continues to this day. Prior to the rise of Holmes, America law rested upon revelation. And last night, it was Tuesday night, not last night. Tuesday night in the IOTC class in lessons, lecture number 11, we even talked about the dean of law at the University of Harvard Law School, who put in a methodology of law that is what is happening today that is so destructive to constitutionalism, it's not even funny. Holmes being a person who was, yes, taught by this particular individual. If you want to find out who that is, sign up for the class at the link that is there at SamuelAdamsReturns.net. So less than 100 years later, Holmes, soon to be appointed to the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts, countered the felt necessities of the time, the prevalent moral and political theories, institutions of public policy, even the prejudices of judges have had more to do with the synologism in determining the rules by which men should be governed. Wait a minute. I thought we were supposed to be governed by the Bible and God's law, the laws of nature, and our constitutions, both in our states and federal. So Holmes' source of law diametrically opposed those identified by Root, who explained, "Law is the perfection of reason arising from the nature of God, of man, and of things. It is universal. It is in itself perfect, clear, and certain, cannot be changed or altered. It is superior. All positive laws are to be construed by it, and wherein they are opposed to it, they are void." You see, there's a difference on what is real law, and in effect, ever since Holmes and all of these other modernists of the time, the laws that we go by are bad governing. They're not really law because they violate truth. And everything that Nancy Pelosi and all of those that are doing in Congress, Schumer, and absolutely everything that O'Biden is doing from the administrative side, especially with the executive orders and the bureaucrats and the bureaucratic ruling, is 100% a violation of our God-given rights as per the Declaration of Independence and the fundamentals and the founding intent of the federal Constitution and all the various state constitutions, especially in their bills of rights. So I want to leave you with some ideas, some videos that I'll give the links for here. Actually, they are in your notes. They are from none other than John MacArthur, who I have to tell you, I'm finding him hitting the the ball out of the park on the tyranny that is here and what he talks about in relationship that when tyrants are in charge, guess what? Yeah, they're in total violation of all these truths that we've been talking about. He does something here. When government rewards evil and punishes good, I think that that is a link that you have here in the archives, and that's a knock it out of the park one. There's also something new that I think that Kath was just watching with Doug Wilson, in that he has it again, hitting it out of the park in relationship to the vaccine passports and all of that. So that one is also there as in the archives and for today's program. I highly recommend that you go listen to those, because if you want hope, and I think that one of the other ones that MacArthur talked about is where the church is bewitched. And that means all of you, the woke pastors or anybody that goes to a church that has a woke pastor, you're worse than under a spell. You're just, you're not getting the truth. So I'll put that one there. And it all comes down to, very simply in these last few seconds, is that we have to return to our biblical roots, every individual understanding you're a sinner and you need to come before the living God and recognize that, as Sam Adams did, ask for forgiveness, and then live in the full truth of everything that is given to us.